In our scripture this morning, we saw where the Pharaoh was looking at the statistics. I have a hard time with that word. The statistics of his community or the area that he governed. And the statistics were showing him that the Hebrew people were outnumbering the Egyptian people. And this didn't make him happy. So even back, even in those times, as far back as those times, it was human nature to study statistics and to check numbers. And in that light, I want to share some, read something about some statistics I think are kind of interesting, so I thought I'd share them with you this morning before we get too far here. It says, do not ride in cars, as they are responsible for 20% of all fatal accidents. Do not stay at home. 17% of all accidents occur at home. Do not walk on the streets or pavement. 14% of the accidents occur there. Do not travel by air or water or rail, as 16% of all accidents occur in these areas. Only 0.001% of all deaths occur in worship services at church. And most of those are because of pre-existing medical conditions, not because of the pastor. Therefore, statistics show us that the safest place for you to be at any given time is a church. So now you got a reason to be here. Another reason to be here. Our scripture this morning is much more about statistics, though. It's about doing the right thing. How many of us, sure, we all have at times deep in our heart, felt compelled to do the right thing about something or to stand up for the right thing? We've seen an injustice, but then we think, well, the odds are kind of stacked against us, you know? I can't really make a difference there. Or if I speak up about this, I'm surely going to bring on a world of hurt for me, you know? How many of us have been in that position? We haven't had the strength, maybe, or the clout to stand up for it. We don't feel like we're in a position to do what we need to do. Well, in our scripture today are people who will call God's unsung heroes, who did what was right, but without the fierceness, without the drama that we normally attribute to heroes. I'm thinking about heroes. What are maybe some of the things we think about when we think about heroes? We think about Superman, you know. Think about somebody does something great. Maybe we think about Peter and John standing in front of the Sanhedrin and refusing to obey their commands and saying to them, we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen or heard. That was a heroic effort. That took guts. Or maybe Polycarp, one of the early Christian martyrs, who stood before the governor and refused to renounce his faith. That brought him death. He was definitely consider him a hero for standing up for what he knew was right. Or how about Sir Thomas More, who died a traitor's death because he refused to sign the Act of Supremacy, which made Henry VIII the leader of the Church of England. He knew that wasn't right. So he said, no, I'm not going to do it. He stood up. And of course, again, that brought him death. Or maybe in more recent times we think of Martin Luther King Jr. or Rosa Parks, who stood up for what they believed was right, what they knew was right, and yet paid the ultimate price. Without a doubt, all these people and many others like them acted gallantly for the cause of right. They stood tall, spoke with conviction, and paid the price. And therefore, we see them, we say, well, those are heroes. Those are heroes of their time because they made big changes. They stood. They died for their causes, a lot of them. But our scripture this morning tells us that not all heroes act so gallantly. One that comes to mind is Oscar Schindler. Have you ever seen the movie about him? His efforts to save the Jews from the Holocaust were both good and honorable. He saved hundreds of lives. But outwardly, if you watch the movie, outwardly he pretended to be in support of the Nazi war effort. He ran a factory. And first they made pots and pans, and then they were ordered to make ammunition. And he would go to the Jewish work camps, the labor camps, and say, "Give me these people so they can help me work and build these things." When in fact what he was doing was saving their lives, because many of them didn't know what they were doing, but he brought them there anyways. So he's a hero, as far as I'm concerned. But he didn't take a stand. He didn't stand on the steps of his factory or go public and say, "This is wrong. What Hitler's doing is wrong." If he had, he would have been out of there. He would have disappeared, vaporized. And then how many lives would he have saved? Probably not many. So in his case, he did the right thing, but he had to do it. He had to kind of operate through back doors. Well, in our scripture today, we find some other unsung heroes that had to operate in different ways to do the right thing. First, we look at the Hebrew midwives, who did what was right by disobeying Pharaoh's orders to kill newborn males. They knew that was wrong. They were God-fearing women. But yet when Pharaoh found out and he called them before him and he said, "What have you done? I told you to kill these male babies and you didn't do it. What have you done?" Did they say, "You were wrong, Pharaoh, and we listen to God, not you"? No, they didn't do that. If they'd done that, their next breath would have been gone. They would have been out of there. So then what did they do? When confronted, they gave a kind of a wimpy excuse. They said, "Well, you know, those Hebrew women, they're pretty tough old gals, and they just pop those babies out before we even get there. And so they're already born, so we can't kill them now." Kind of a lame excuse. Pharaoh could have seen through it. Apparently he didn't, or chose not to. So again, they did what was right. They knew that what they were being asked to do was wrong. They took a stand, they did what was right, but because they were not in a position to speak out about it, they worked undercover. They worked through back doors. And then when they were called on it, they told a story. But they didn't have a choice. They would have been dead if they hadn't. And we knew that what they did is right. We know that what they did is right because if we look back in the Bible, the scripture says that because of what they did, God rewarded them. So there's no question, even though they had to do it maybe a little bit in darkness or, you know, under an umbrella of hiddenness, they did what was right. And God rewarded them. Now, secondly, we can look at Moses' mother and sister. Now, his sister, she was good. He knew exactly what she was doing. But his mother had the baby, had Moses, and when she couldn't hide him anymore, you know, because they cry and carry on and do all those things, it's hard to keep a baby quiet, you know. She put him in a watertight basket and put him into the reeds in the river, hoping somebody would find him. I believe she knew that was the area where the Pharaoh's daughter took her bath. See, they didn't have hot and cold running water inside buildings. You had to go down to the river and bathe in those days. And I believe that she knew that that's where the Pharaoh, or where important people would go to bathe, and she put him there. Secondly, his sister stayed behind, kind of hid in the shrubs and waited to see who came. And when it was Pharaoh's daughter and she discovered the baby, and let's face it, when all of us, when we see a new little baby, you know, just going, they're so cute, right? We just fall in love with them. They melt us right there. Oh, the cute little baby, you know. And she did. She melted right there. And so when his sister saw this, she said, "Do you want me to go and get a Hebrew woman to nurse this baby?" Pharaoh's daughter says, "Yeah, that's a great idea." So then she goes and gets who? The baby's mother. And me, that's pretty clever. That's pretty clever. So then Moses' mother comes and says, "Yes, I'll nurse this baby for you." But she doesn't say, "Oh, I'll nurse the baby. You don't have to pay me because he's my child, actually." She doesn't say that. She says, "Okay, yes, ma'am, I'll nurse this baby for you. And when he gets old enough, then I'll bring him to you." Nikki. But they did right. We know that because when we look in the Bible, it says God rewarded them because they did right. They saved lives. Now, some people would say that Moses' mother was more opportunistic than gallant because she was paid to take care of her own child and saved his own life. But that's not true because we know what Moses grew up to become. And did he save lots of lives? If she had not done the right thing at that point, who knows what would have happened? And the right thing at that time was to make sure that Moses stayed alive no matter what she had to do or say. Now, all these women are God's heroes. They did not make grand scenes. They didn't publish their stories in the paper. They didn't play from a position of strength. They weren't in power. They were actually probably the lowest on the totem pole. But these women are worthy of our respect and our emulation because they did what was right despite all that was against them. You see, even though they worked under a cloak of backdoorness and underhandness to do what was right, they were still at great danger. At any time, somebody that was close to them and knew what was going on could have spilled the beans. So there was still some danger there. But now I need to point out that not everyone that tries to operate through a method of trying to avoid consequences becomes a hero. Pontius Pilate blew it big time. He had something right that he had to do, and he didn't do it. He thought, "Well, I'm not going to take responsibility for it. I'll put it on the people." See, so he tried to work through the back doors too, and it blew up in his face. The right thing for him to do maybe was to have stood up, but he didn't do it. So not everybody that works this way to avoid consequences is going to be a hero, because this is not the thing that we need to do all the time. And our scripture is not calling us to lie low and make excuses and avoid criticism. On the contrary, it's saying that most of the time, God's heroes should stand bold. Should stand up for what you know is right. Should speak it out loud. But that sometimes it may be necessary to do it quietly. That's what our scripture is saying today. Sometimes, on rare occasions, the best thing we can do is work behind the doors. Sometimes, though, we need to stand up. You know, too many times we hear people say, "Well, I was just doing what I was told. I couldn't make a difference." You know? We hear that a lot today, don't we, in big corporations, as they're checking their books and they find out that the companies have cooked their books, whatever that term means. I know it's not good. I know it costs you and me money when they start talking that word. Or when they make a product and they find out down the road that the product is not as safe or doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And somebody says, "Well, I was just a lowly vice president in this company. I was just doing what I was told." You know, or "I'm just the CEO. I didn't understand all the bookkeeping methods. I was just doing what I was told." Or, "I was just a secretary. You know? We hear that stuff all the time, don't we? So it's not always good to lie low and stay quiet. Sometimes we have to take a chance and we have to get out there and make a stand for what we know is right. And that's what our scripture is talking about today. And to be a hero means to do what's right, no matter what. If it means you got to take a stand and be bold and bring a little heartache upon yourself, then you got to do what's right. If it means that to do what's right is to stay where you're at and work behind the scenes and try to correct it that way, then you got to do what's right. That's what the scripture's saying this morning. God is calling us to stand boldly for what is right, to unite witness with action when possible, and to be one of God's heroes. He's calling us to do right, stand up for what we know is right. We all, maybe in different sizes, different places, but we all in our lives face times when we see something that's an injustice. We see something that's not right. And God is saying when those times are brought upon us, we must stand for what's right. We must not say, well, I can't do anything about that, or I'm just following orders. We must stand for what's right. I encourage you, be one of God's heroes. Stand for what's right. Do what's right. Will you pray with me? Our gracious Heavenly Father, it's hard sometimes to do what we know is right, to answer that yearning in our heart to make a stand for an injustice. It's hard. It's hard to go against the grain and to know that we're going to get ridiculed maybe or persecuted for it. But God, we know that that's what you call us to do as Christians. God, we just call on you this morning to give us the strength and the courage to make those stands when we find that we need to. And to give us the wisdom to know how to stand for that right. Whether it be out loud or be quiet. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.